Continues the Gemara at the top of Daf Nun Tes Omid Beis. Tanu Rabbonon. Lo yiseitzi isha be'ir shel zov. A woman is not allowed to go with her ear shel zov, with this bracelet, this necklace, this pin of an ear shel zov, a background of ear shel zov, a background of Yerushalayim, plated in gold. Vim yotza, and if she goes out with it, chayev es chatos divrei Meir. So the first sheet in the Braisa is, Remeya's sheet is that Yechayev Echatos. She's Chayev Echatos means it's a Masui. It's not Pshat, it's a Gzeres Chachomim that you might take it off. Yechayev Echatos for carrying, for even wearing it. The Chachomim Oimim, Chachomim say no. Loitate say you're not allowed to go with it because you might take it out. But if you Yotza Ptura, you might remove it, but if you didn't, you're Potter. It's only an Issa Dabonon. Rebbe Eliezer, I mean, the third sheet is Yoytzi Isha Beir Shel Zov Lechatchila allowed to wear it, and there's no chash at all that you're going to remove it. And the Gemara is going to explain is because an Isha Chashuva wears this, and she, by her, there's no chash, she's going to remove it. Zok Mo B'Mai Kamifki, what's the Yisrael Machlokes? Remeya Sovai Masi Hu. Remeya says it's a Masi. So it's a Machlokes we're showing him over here. What's the Pshan Remeya that it's a Masi? The Rashba says one of two things. Either he says it's a Masui because it's very heavy. So Mele, the Chiddush says, even though I'm wearing a jewelry, but since it's heavy, it makes it a masui. And Mele, Yechai V'chatos. Another Pshari says, it's not meant for a tachshit. It's meant to show off how wealthy I am. So that's not called a tachshit. Tachshit means you're wearing it to adorn yourself. You're wearing it to show off, to show how rich you are. That's not called a tachshit. Frekta Pnei Yeshua, even if you're going to say it's a masui and it's not a tachshit, but lemaisa, how you chay v'chatos? You're not moitzi kederech hametzin. You're not holding it in your hand the regular way to be chay v'chatos. You're holding it indirectly. It's fort kalachayad. So that lemaisa is tickle shver still because it's not kederech hametzin. Even a woman that takes out kederech umnosoi is potter because even though for him it's derech haitzo, but lemaisa people don't take it out that way. So over here also, it's not kederech hametzin, the regular way of taking it out. The Rishash says that because the chachomim say that you're not allowed to wear this on Shabbos, so Memela, it's not called a tachshit anymore. So Memela, that's good for what makes it a masri. Remeya Shita is it's a masri because since the Chachomim say you're not allowed to do it because you might take it off, so that makes it into a masri. So Memela, Yechai V'chatos. Now the pshat of the Rashba that he says, the reason why Yechai V'chatos is because it's heavy, L'chaira, at the end of the day, even if it's heavy, why is it not a tachshit? It might be heavy, but why is it awesome in the Raisa? How can it be Yechai V'chatos? So it could be, Chayodim learns the whole Yisoid in Tachshit is that it's bottled to the goof. So something that is heavy, it doesn't have the shame that it's bottled to the goof. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the reason why Tachshit is mutter because it's not a masui. So maybe Kovet is yes called a masui. That's goof for what it's the definition of Kovet is neither bottled to the goof nor Tachshit. And that's why Yechai V'chatos, it's a masui. So again, like we explained, either because it's heavy or because it's showing off your wealth or because the Chomer Gufa said you're not allowed to do it, so it may hold that Gufa makes it a Masui. And Yechai V'chatos. Rabbonon Savri Tachshit, the Rabbonon says it's not a Masui, it's a Tachshish. Tachshit. So Midaraisi, you're allowed to do it, just Chomer Goizer, Dil Meshalfo Machvele, you're not allowed to wear it because you might remove it to show off, V'osalasuye, and you might carry down Lamas and Shusarabim. Rabbi Eliezer Sovar, Man Dagkul Meipak, who usually wears an ear shel zov? Zog the mogi ishach shuva, a prominent lady. Ishach shuva le mishal for mechavia. An ishach shuva does not show off her jewelry. That's below her dignity. So melu we're not goyzer by a tachshit of that's worn exclusively by an ishach shuva. So melu shlad to go with it lechatchila. Now toisir rabbi bavons, an ishach shuva is not allowed to wear the regular jewelry that other noshim are not allowed to wear. We're loy plug. When it comes to regular jewelry that other women wear, we say not allowed to wear them because you might show them off. You might take it and carry down lamas. So who are the nishach shuva can? We don't say loy plug, we say loy plug. Masha enkin ear shows off that's exclusively only worn by an ishach shuva. So over there we can say, man darkele mefak, so mele ishach shuva doesn't show off, and we say an ishach shuva is mutter lechatchila. But it doesn't mean an ishach shuva is mutter with all jewelry. The jewelry that we assert that other women also wear, we say loy plug, and she can't wear it either. Because even though she might not show it off, it's on her derech, but other women do. So we say loy plug, this jewelry is also. Mash enkin, the jewelry that's worn exclusively by her, so a male over there, we say, mandaka, the woman that wears it is only her, so by her there's no chash, so a male, there's no chash on this whole type of, this piece of jewelry for anyone that wears it, meaning she's the only one that wears it. So a male, we say that it's mutter lechatchila, according to Rabbi Eliezer. That's what Tosis says, Divamasa Mandako, Other jewelry, asir afilo liishach shuva. There ain't a chalak bein anoshim. We're not a chalak between noshim on the jewelry that there's a chash for some ladies that they might show it off. So within ishach shuva can't wear that. But the exclusive jewelry for an ishach shuva, over there we take to say that there's no chash and it's mutal lechatchila. These are the three shitas by Yirshal Zov. Lemais in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Gimel, we paskin like the Chachomim. And the reason why an Yirshal Zov is usher, because it's like tachshit, like a regular tachshit that a woman might take off and show off to others, because at the end of the day, even other noshim that are not chashuvas also miskashit with it. So mele is a chashash that they might take it off, and an Yirshal Zov is a tachshit that's usher. Now, tachshit, it depends. Every tachshit, is it a chash that you're moving or not? Certain tachshitim, like earrings, we have to unscrew the back of the ring or it's behind your hair. So over there, the hair covers it. So over there, there's no chash, you'll remove it. Other types of jewelry, you might remove to show off. Depends on every jewelry. Certain things we say, mutav shi eshergin v'ayim mezidin. Women are going to wear it anyways. So mela, we rather not tell them that it's also because then they'll be mazed wear it. So there's a klal of mutav sheyesh shogin. But lemaisa legabe jewelry, every piece depends b'fnei atzmoi if it is a chash of dilma sholfa machvele or not. Zok the gemara klila. Klila is a type of tachshit that she wears on her forehead, like a not a headband but like on the forehead, like a tzitz. So some of them are made out of metal plated, gold plated, or silver plated, and others are made from material with stones or gold stones or silver stones or different types of jewels hanging down. So the question is, are you allowed to go with this out on Shabbos or not? So the Gemara says, Rav Osar, Rav Asa the Klila to be worn on Shabbos, to go out in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Ushmuel Shori and Shmuel is Matir. And now the Gemara says, what's the Yisrael Machlokes? Da Nischa, the ones that are made out of metal plated, gold plated, silver plated, Kulam Lepligidi Osa, those are considered like a tachshit, and you might remove them and show them off. They're choshev. Keep ligi, what's a machlekes? That Rav Asas and Shmuel's mater, da rukto, where it's made out of material. So it's made out of material, just as hanging stones of gold at the bottom of it. So since it's not as choshev, it's made out of material, so those you're not so prone to show off. So Shmuel's mater, Rav Asas, even those. So Mar Sovar Aniska, Iker, Rav holds that even the one that's made out of material, the jewels that are hanging down is the ikar, and those you might show off. Umar Sova and Shmuel holds Arukta ikar. The main part of it is the threads, meaning the material part of it. And since the material is not so choshev in her eyes, so those she's not going to show off, so there's no chash, so she's allowed to wear them. Now, we showed him, I have a question. We had the Gemara earlier that we had a machlokes, what exactly was the sarvitin? So the aniyas have minet sivoinim, and even by the aniyas is a chash because they might take it off. So why is it different over here? At the end of the day, just because it's made out of material, at the end of the day, there's jewelry. So why shouldn't you take it off and show it? So the pshat is, because since it's made out of material over here, so it's not bichlal a tachsh, it's a malbush. Since it's looked upon as a malbush, so memel is no chash. By malbush, we don't say you take it off. Only by tachshit is something you show off. It happens to be a malbush that's made out of material, which happens to have gold and silver and jewels hanging from it. But be'etzim, it's a malbush because of the material. That's how Shmuel looks at it. That's a Shmuel's matter. So this first listener learned that anischa kuleyam lepligi de oser because it's choshev, the one that's made out of gold plated or silver plated. So Rav Ashi Masdi lekula. Rashi says the opposite lekula, meaning da'arukto when it's made out of material kuleyam lepligi de shogi even agrees it's mutter. Why? Because the ikke is the material and the material is not something you take off or it's a malbush going to everyone. Ki pligi what's a machlekes da'anischa when it's made metal plated when it's gold or silver plated that's where the machlekes is. Mar sova Rav holds dil mashal for machvev osel asuye lizach shash you might remove it and carry it in shusar rabim and that's why it's osa. Umar Sov and Shmuel holds man darkele meipak beklila. Who usually wears this klila, which we're saying right now, is talking about that it's made out of metal plated or gold plated. Man darkele meipak beklila with this klila ishach shuva. V'ishach shuva lo yishal for machavya. And ishach shuva is not going to remove it. That's not her derech to remove it. So the machloikas gufa is by anischa, meaning when it's made out of mateches. One man the Omar holds, Rav holds it, it's also because Dil Meshalfa Mechavya. And Shmuel Gufa says, an Isha Chashuva that wears the Matechas one is not going to remove it. So Mela, he holds that it's Shari. But Ein Chanami, when it's made out of Arukta, when it's material, then everyone agrees that it's mutter. So really the svara we're saying now in Shmuel is Ishach Shuvah Lo Shalfa Mechavya. That's similar to what we said before by Yerushal Zov. So the Rishonim explained, the Rashba says that Shmuel, that's Mati Baklila, he says there's even a Kong to Chachomim that Asa Yerushal Zov. Because Dafka over there with Goyza, because the Mice, it's a Tachshit, she'll show it off. And even Ishach Shuvah is the Mice proud of it and she might take it off. Mashenkin Klila, we don't say this svara. Klila is not as choshev as Ishach Shuvah, so a male in Ishach Shuvah doesn't take it off. Certain things are so choshev that even Ishach Shuvah might take it off. Other Rishonim punkt fakir, just the opposite. An Ishach Shuvah is also worn by other ladies, and that's why it's also kunt chachomim. Because the Mice, even Ishach Shuvah wear it. So male with Goyza on all ladies, that he can't wear it because they might show it off. Masha Enkein, the Klila, which is more choshev than Ishach Shuvah, so only Nashim Chshuvahs wear it, and they taka don't take it off at all. They're not going to show it off. Ishal Zov is also worn by ladies that are not as choshev, and they do have a tendency to take it off and show it off. So male, we ask the Ishal Zov, like the Chachomim, Mashek and Klila is only Ishach Shuvah, and Ishach Shuvah is not darker, lemishlefa ulemachveh. She's no, by her, it's not the derech to remove and show off. She's too prominent for that, to remove something and to show it off. Zog the Gemara, Omer le Rav Shmuel bar Abba, Chonah le Rav Yosef. He told Rav Yosef was shochach Talmudai. So he reminded Rav Yosef what he taught him earlier. Beferesh amad lo mishmei Rav, you Rav Yosef, taught us in the name of Rav, klila shori, they allowed to wear this klila on Shabbos. Aye, before we said in the name of Rav, Rav is osser, elamai tzeraya like Rav Ashi Teretz, that lekuli alma agreed that by rukta, kuli alma pligi that it's muta. The machloik is only by a nischa. And that which Rav Yosef said that Klila is mutter, even according to Rav, Rav Ashori, is talking about the one that is made out of material. So Mamela, that's why it's taka mutter, like Rav Ashi says, that the Klila kuliyam, the Rukta kuliyam, like pligi the Shori, the machloik is by a nischa. Zok the Gemara Omule Rav, they told Rav the following. Also, Gavre Rabo Ariko, a tall person came from Eretz Yisrael, Lena Hadoi to Nadoi Umitla. And he was hinking. He was Telei Al Yirechoi. And Rashi explains this refers to Levi. So Rashi, Levi Itla, the Achvi Kido Kame de Rebbe. The Gemara in Sukkah says that Levi showed how to make a Kido, bowing down and resting your weight on your thumbs. That made him into a Telea. That's where he was Mitla. That's where he was hinking. So Zok the Gemara, what did he paskin? Zok the Gemara, that Vidorash and Nidashant, Klila Shori. A klila is mutter to be worn. One is allowed to wear this headpiece. Now the question is, what kind of klila is he referring to? It's the machlokes we're showing him. Is he going on the klila that's made out of material, and that's what he dashed, or he's going even on the metal one, like Shmuel said, was mandak lemeipak it's ishach shuvah. So merely even the metal one is mutter because she's not going to be mishalfa. She's not going to show it off. Zok the Gemara Omar. So he said, man gav rabba rika de itle. Who is this person that you call a gav rabba that is a tall person and he is hinking? So Gemara Levi, it's referring to Levi. And the Gemara in Tainis says that he became a Tzalei Ataka because of this Maisu, like we said in Sukkah, that he was showing him how to do a Kid Al Gabi Arzo. But the reason why he was Nenash is because he was Matiach Dvorim Klapi Milo when there was a lack of Yiridas Gshomim, so he told the Eibishter that you have to bring down Gshomim. So he was Nenash and he became Tzalei at this time when he was showing them how to do a Kidah. Now, Zok the Gemara, Shmami no. From here you can deduce, is a raya, that noch nafshe the Reb Ofas. The Reb Ofas is nifta. But Yosef Reb Chanina Bereisha, and Reb Chanina became the Rosh Hashiva. The Gemara in Ksubas, Rashi brings, the Gemara in Ksubas Kuf Gimel describes, that when, before Rebbe was nifta, he said that Reb Chanina Bar Choma should become the Rosh Hashiva. Now, Reb Chanina Bar Choma did not want to become the Rosh Hashiva, even though Rebbe said he should, because Reb Ofas was Golbi Menush Teishonim, he was older. So what did Reb Chanina Bar Choma do? So Reb Ofas became the Rosh Hashiva, and Reb Chanina did not want to go inside and be kofuf to Reb Ofas, because the Maaseh, that would be going connected what Rebbe said he should become. He should become the Rosh Hashiva. So he's not going to go inside and not be the Rosh Hashiva. So he remained outside. So once he remained outside, Levi kept him company outside. So Levi kept Reb Chanina Bar Choma company outside, while Reb Ofas was the Rosh Hashiva. So Dr. Gemara, the fact that Levi came now from Eretz Yisrael to Nadoi is a raya, must be, Shmami no, the noch nafshid Reb Ofas was nifta. So now Reb Chanina became Rosh Hashiva and he went in. So Mele, Levi was not occupied outside anymore, so he was able to come. Sagt der Morgen, Schmami noch, noch nafschi der Rebofas. Wie Yosef, Reb Chanina Begeisha, Reb Chanina Bekeim Dor Shiva. Will I have a Leila, Inish a Levi, Lemeis Vakabei. So Levi didn't have to mean, remain outside anymore. So Meli, he came Taka to Nahadoi. The Kossi Lohocha. And that's why he came over here. Frag the Gemara, what's the Raya? Vidilma noch nafshi Reb Chanina. Maybe Reb Chanina, the one he was keeping a company outside, he was Nifta. And Memela Levi came. The Reb Office got a koi koi. The Reb Office is live and well, and he's still Rosh Hashiva inside. Levi did not have anyone to remain outside with. So Mela, that's where he came to Nahadoi. What's the Raya? That Reb Office was Nifta, and Reb Chanina became the Rosh Hashiva, and that's where Levi came. No. Maybe Reb Chanina was Nifta, and Reb Office is still the Rosh Hashiva, and Levi came. So again, Zok the Gemara, what's the Raya? V'dilma noch nafshid Reb Chanina, maybe Reb Chanina was nifta. V'Reb Office got a koi koi. V'loi have a leila inish levi lemeiv zekabei. And Levi did not have to keep Reb Chanina company outside anymore. So mei lekosi locha. Zok the Gemara, that can't be. Im isid Reb Chanina shochiv. If Reb Chanina was nifta, so Levi le Reb Office make up have a kaifele. Levi would have gone in to Reb Office. Meaning the whole reason why he was outside is because Reb Chanina was there. But if Reb Chanina was Nifta, then he would have gone inside. He would have been kofif to Reb Office. And this is goof what the Mashal says. He says, Reb Chanina could not have gone into Reb Efes. Why? Because Rebbe said that he should be the Rosh Hashiva, so you can't go connect him and be inside and not the Rosh Hashiva. Mashaken Levi, he could have gone inside after Reb Chanina was Nifta. So that the Gemara brings a raya and it brings a proof that it can be that Reb Chanina was Nifta. Because then, Levi would have gone into Reb Efes. The fact that he didn't and he came here is a raya that it can't be that Reb Chanina was nifta. Now the Gemara in Brachas Yitches Taka says that Levi was punished for the years that he was outside and he did not go into Reb Efes, and b'misifta rekia they didn't allow him to enter right away either. It was Taka Mida, Kenegan Mida. But the first kasha of the Gemara is, what's the raya that Shmamino nach nafshi Reb Efes? No, lo'olam nach nafshi Reb Chanina, and Reb Efes is Rosh Shiva. Zok the Gemara, no. One teretz is that if Reb Chanina was nifta, so then Levi would have gone into Reb Efes because it's make of kaifele. Vesu, another reason why it can be that Reb Chanina was nifta, and it must be Reb Efes was nifta, is because Reb Chanina le'sagid le'y molech. It's impossible that Reb Chanina did not eventually become Rosh Hashiva. Why? Because Rebbe said, B'shasis p'tira, he said, Chanina b'Reb Chome Yeseh b'Rosh. Reb Chanina b'Reb Chome should become Rosh Shiva. Now, they made Reb Efes instead. But that command had to have taken place eventually. Uksiba b'tzadikim, it says by the tzadikim, V'atig zer oimer v'yokim loch. The tzadik is goyzer, and the koshbaruch is mekayim. So Mela, it had to be Miskayim that Reb Chanina became Rosh Shiva eventually. So it can't be Reb Chanina was Nifta without being Rosh Shiva. So it must be Reb Efes was Nifta, Reb Chanina became Rosh Shiva, and that's when Levi came to Nahadoi. Zok Dimora, so Lamaisa Levi came to Nahadoi. What did he dash? And Dogash Levi ben Nahadoi. Klila Shori. Klila is Taka Mutter to be worn. So what happened when he passed? So Nofik Eskin Va'alba Klila Mikula Nahadoi. 24 ladies wearing this klila came out of the ganze Nahadoi. Zok the Gemara, Dosh Rabbi Ravua b'mechuza. Rabbi Ravua dash in the mechuza. Klila shori, you're allowed to wear this klila. V'nofku tam nisrei klila mechadim mevoi. And 18 ladies came over the klila out of one alleyway, out of one mavui. So what's the pshat? Over here we're saying, in ganze Nahadoi, 24 ladies came out. And here, Reb Chama in mechuza, 18 ladies came out of one mavui, one mavui, one mavui, one alleyway. The pshat is because Levi, we're saying the godless of Nahadoi. Levi takadash and klila was shori, but they did not want to go against the original psak that they held klila was also. But the original mogad, the askers of Nahadoi paskind. So mainly only 24 went out. Masha'enkin, to contrast that, we're saying when Rabba Avur dash and Mechuzet Mutter, 18 came out of one alleyway. Can you imagine how many came out of the Gantz Mechoyza? So we see the godless of the city of Nahadoi that even though he dash and klila shori, only 24 came out of the ganze Nahadoi. Mashenk Rabba Avur, when he dashed on his mutter mechuza, 18 came out of one alleyway. You can imagine how many more came out of the ganze mechuza. That's how the Chassam Seif explains this Gemara, the contrast in these two cities in Nahadoi and mechuza, and showing the godless of the Bnei Nahadoi. Zok the Gemara, Omer Rav Yudah, Omer Rav Shmuel, Kamre Shori. A Kamre is a very choshev belt that is worn. Either it's similar to what we had before, the two types of klilas. There's material klila, and there's klila made out of metal plated with with either material with gold hanging or metal plated. Here he's saying similarly, it's either a material, but it's gold threaded, or it's metal plated. Two types of belt. So Zogt Gemara, Ikeda Amri Da Rukto. There are those that say that it's made out of material, but the gold is threaded in it. Just like you have a talus that is threaded with gold, so you're allowed to go with it because it's not something that it's a masui. It's fakert, even though it's made for chashve people. So it this same likewise over here. This avnet is made for chashve people, so mainly you're allowed to go with the mishus rabim, and you're not going to show it off. You're not going to take it off. It's not something that you're mechalfa. The Rashi over here says that kamra avnet choshuv yesh oisim es tashel zov yesh oisim es tzua, either it's metal or it's a thread, mishbotze zov avonim kvois, and has stones also. So Rashi said the reason why it's mutter on the tzad that it's material, like a talis muzheves, dava tachshit, vishaya, now why not choshuv remove it? A belt is not something you remove. Jewelry you might remove, but a belt you're not going to remove because then your pants are going to fall down. So a mela, it's ain derech lahati azoy b'shuk v'yiplu begodov. Some mishnayim taka learned this is going on a man. Anoshim wear this belt. So anoshim wear this belt. Anoshim are not the derech of anoshim to remove something to show off, especially a belt where the pants might fall off. There are those that say that this avnet, this belt, is totally metal plated, gold or silver. And the reason it's mutter, just like an avnet shamalochim. Malochim wear this type of metal plated belt, and for them it's a malbush, it's not a masui. So too, Zogt Rashi, kol b'nei Yisrael, kol Yisrael b'nei malochim aim. So they all go to wear this type of belt that's made out of metal, even though malochim wear it. So in Mela, it's not considered a masui, but rather a malbush. Now, Tosafot over here says beferish that we're talking about the avnet of melochim that women wear. So Drashi, so Tosafot, avnet shel melochim shel malbushom hu ve'ein lem avnet acher hochanami shori hay kamra leitzah. The kamra is woman is allowed to wear. The malbusha hi ve'lo mishalfa machavya, and she's not going to remove it. Other Mishraim learned that we're going on an ish, and that by an ish there's never a chshash of removing. That's good for homachlegs Mishraim if by an ish there's a chshash of mishalfa of showing off or not. Zog the Gemara, Omer le Ravina le Rav Ashi, Kamra ilove hamay namay. What if you wear this kamra, this belt, on top of another belt? Are you allowed to go belt on another belt or not? Meaning, two chagurus, maybe that's not the derech to wear. So maybe let's consider a masui, the second one. The first one is doing the job of holding up your clothing, the second one is not. So maybe it's a masui. Or no, maybe the kamra is etzem meant for noi, it's a tachshit, and the hamayna, the first one is meant for a malbush. So a mele would be mutter. It's a noy that's maybe mutter and you don't remove. Zogt die Gemara, omalei treha meine kamrit. You ask me on two belts? It's poshut that the second one is considered a masui. And of course it's osa. That's what Rashi learns in the first pshat. Havadai masui huva osa. Loshen tamid rabbeinu Yitzchok. Uva tamid rabbeinu halevi matzosi mutter. Then he brings another pshat, fakert. Treha meine kamrit, the second one is mutter. So Tosis brings over here the second pshat of Rashi. Loshen echad pish b'kuntas le'iser va'avkav d'choshev v'akol kisvei b'yutches kelim punde v'chagur, even though it's one of the yutches kelim you're allowed to save from it later. So if it's counted amongst the yutches dvorim, so it's a regular malbush. So Tosis hosem b'kuntas de punde hu ezer heinu kagon sheyesh beged u'mafzik b'nesayim. Aval treya mayin ezer agav zeh oser. Two belts, one on top of another, that doesn't do anything. Of course, you're allowed to wear two pairs of clothing, one on top of another. Shaldim loivish b'shulakar. If you're warming yourself up with two pairs of clothing, you're allowed to have one on top of another. But treya mayin, two belts, don't do anything. Mahanoyesh. Vein dech lachkar umasiu, so it becomes a masiu. That's the tzad that it's osa. Which is an afkamina. If you're wearing clothing that's warming you up, so there's a purpose for it. If you stop wearing two raincoats that don't do anything, so then it will be like a masui. Then it's not doing anything. Then it will be also. Unless the second raincoat is preventing the rain from coming in, so then vayta it's a malbush. But two belts that don't do anything, that Tosafot says, that's not like two malbushim. The ma'aseh, these two pshatim in Rashi, that Rashi in the first pshat brings, vade it's a masi and it's osa, and Talmid Rabbeinu Yitzchok, and the second pshat Rashi says that it's muta, is really a machlokes mechaben Ramo and Simon Shin Aleph. The mechaben paskins that it's muta, and the Ramo paskins lesser, that it's osa. Now that's the question. The mechabe that's mater is even when there isn't something that's mafsik b'neim and the second one is a noy, and the Ramah that assers is when there isn't something mafsik b'neihem, when there isn't some material in between them, mafsik b'neihem. So then that's why it's taka osa. But if it would be something mafsik b'neihem, then it would be matrit. Akaponim, two belts, zok teisis, is different than two malbushim. Zok di gemara, omer rab ashi hai resuka. Resuka is like a cape. If it has straps that you can tie and not around your neck so it won't fall off, so then shori, then you're allowed to go with it on Shabbos in Shus Rabim. Because no chash that's going to fall off. It's tight. If it doesn't have those straps, then osir. Then the cape is going to fall right off, and then you might come to carry Dalam Shus Rabim. This is similar to wearing a jacket that you don't put your sleeves into your hands into the area of the sleeves, but you just swing it around your shoulders. So over there, it's the same chash. It's something that's not tight. It might fall off, and they might come to carry it. So that would be osir to wear it in such an oifen.
We said in the Mishnah, a woman's not allowed to wear this type of choker around her neck. What are we referring to? Zogma mai ktola, menak tepare. Menak tepare is a beggar, it's a material like that you wear around your neck in order to catch crumbs when you're eating. Not a bib, but it's similar to that, that it goes around your neck and it's meant to catch those crumbs. Now, it's obviously something that is you would show off. It's something that's a very nice material. So the reason not allowed to wear it in the Shus Rabim is because you might come to remove it to show it off. Now, be'etzim, something that's tight, we had in the beginning earlier in the perek, that something that's tight, so then it's a chash that you might come to loosen it and remove it for the mikveh, Shem Yisrael Melech Tfilu Shal Mitzvah. So tight around the neck, where it's mayim can't enter, so then it's tamach shash chatzitza. So then you have to remove it, so mele you can't have an Shus Rabim because of Shem Yisrael Melech Tfilu Shal Mitzvah. But here the Gemara is saying, stam, that it's a ktola is osa, because it's pashas, it's because you might come to show it off. Like Tosfos says, menak tepare piruri apas, it catches the breadcrumbs, v'tachshidu. It's a tachshit. Tachshit means that you might come to show it off. Napshad, it's choking you and it's tight. So memela, you might come to loose it and it's ramelei tefillah shel mitzvah. Just mitzat tachshit, then you might come to show it off. Zog di gemara, another thing that shenala go out with are the nezomim. Meaning shenala go with nezomim. What are nezomim? What kind of rings are we talking about? Zog di gemara, not earrings, but rather nizmei af. We're talking about nose rings. Nose rings you might come to show off. Mashenken earrings, since they are covered by your hair covers them, so mele it's more of a tircha to remove, especially if it's tight in the back of your earlobe, so mele there's no chash, you'll take them off in order to show them. Mashenken nose rings are revealed, and those are much easier to remove, and those is a chash that you might carry in Rishus Rabim. So Tosfos right away says, he brings this from Rashi, v'nizmei ha'ozen shori k'depirsh b'kuntres, that the earrings are mutter. V'avrav domel kamon abonis yoytze b'chutin shabaznein. Bonim is allowed to wear strings in their earlobes that to keep the hole, and they have those strings. You're not going to show off. V'omber gemolot shalminit tzivoyinim asiri. But if it's colored threads, it's osa because dil meshalfa. So we see you remove even from the ears. So Tosfos hoyv atachshinenu hosam yoytze kal litlo miniz ne'ozen. Regular earrings are not as easy to remove. Mashenkin, the colored ones you could remove much easier. And nose rings you can move much easier, so it's a chash that you might show them off, and it'll be considered that you're carrying if you holding them in your hands. All right, we'll stop over here at the bottom of Daf Nun Tes Omid Beis by the two dots, V'loy B'taboish She'eino Le'choisom. 7 lines from the bottom.